The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Simen Tzadi Hei of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of Eruvei Trumin. We must start off with an introduction. The Torah tells us, Shuvu ish tachtav, al yetze ish mimkomo biyom hashvi, that every person should stay in the place that he occupies. No man should leave his place on the seventh day, meaning on Shabbos. This is the basis of the concept of the Trum Shabbos, that says that it is forbidden for a person to leave his designated place on Shabbos. There are some differences of opinion as to which elements of the restrictions of Trum Shabbos are from the Torah and which are rabbinic, but in practice, there's no question that a person may not leave his designated place on Shabbos. What remains to be defined is, what is one's designated place? How far can a person really travel on Shabbos? So there's two concepts that come up in this section. The first one is that every person has his own four amos. That's considered his makom shvisa, his resting place. In addition, there's something called a tchum, which would mean that a person could walk in any direction 2,000 amos, which means that whatever is considered a person's place, he could go 2,000 amos to the east, and 2,000 amos to the west, and 2,000 amos north, and 2,000 amos south. Now we start counting the 2,000 amos beyond the person's makom shvisa, beyond the person's location, which means that although we said that everyone has four amos, that's only if he's out in the middle of nowhere. Let's say a person is inside a house. So then the entire house would be considered his makom shvisa, and the 2,000 amos would be calculated from the edge of the house. Now let's say a person is within a city. So here we say the entire city is his makom shvisa, and in which case the 2,000 amos are calculated from the edge of the city, which means beyond the last home of the city. And sometimes it will even extend further than that. So let's see the first halacha. Asur lotzeis b'shabbos u'b'yomtov mimakom sheshavas yosa mitchum. It is forbidden to go out on Shabbos or Yom Tov from the place in which he was resting more than the tchum. How much is that? Shehu shnei alafim ama. This is 2,000 amas. Umekom Moshe Adam hu arba amas. The place of a person is 4 amas. Fahainu, this means to say, im hoya ben hashmashos basadem. If at the onset of Shabbos he was in the middle of a field which was not part of a city, so then we calculate the 2,000 amas from beyond his 4 amas that is considered his place. Avim Shabbos b'soch ir, but if he was residing in the city at the onset of Shabbos, kol ha'ir hu mekomo, the entire city would be considered his place. The iburo sho'ir nechshav gam kein l'ha'ir, and the extension of the city would also be considered part of the city. Now, what do we mean by an extension of the city? It's obviously something which is beyond the last house. So he explains, v'ezahu ibura, what is considered the extension? Shivim ama u'shnei shlishi ama is referring to 70 and 2/3 ama. V'shayach l'ha'ir afa pi she'en sham binyan. And this is associated with a city, even though there is no building in that area. Fuhu hanikra karfef ha'ir, and this is referred to as the karfef, as the open extended area of the city. Umimakam Shekala, and at the place that this Karfeif finishes, means after 70 2/3 Amos, beyond the edge of the city, Maschilin Limdod Tchum Shabbos. That's where we begin to count, to calculate the Tchum Shabbos, meaning it's going to be 70 2/3 Amos of empty space beyond the edge of the city, and then we allow the person to go an additional 2,000 Amos in any direction. And again, this is assuming that the person was in the city at the onset of Shabbos. Halacha Beis clarifies exactly what are the parameters of a city. He says, Ir shehi mukefes choma. If a city is surrounded by a wall, afilo hi gedola ma'od, even if it is a very large metropolis, mahalech es kula v'ibura, a person would be allowed to walk the entire span of the city as well as its Iber, the 70 2/3 Amos, umisham tchum Shabbos, and from there he would begin to calculate the 2,000 Amos of his tchum. V'chein ir she'enam mukefes choma, and similarly, a city which does not have walls surrounding it, v'habatim smuchim ze lezeh, and the homes are close to each other, kol she'ein bein bayis labayis yoser min shivim ama ushnei shlish, as long as in between the homes there is never a distance that's greater than 70 2/3 amas, nechshav chibor, so the homes are considered connected to each other, v'shayach le'ir, and in which case it relates to the city, afilo hu mahalach kama yomim, even if it is so large that it would take many days to go from one part of the city to another. Umibayis ha'achron, and from the last home, modedin es ha'karfef utchum Shabbos, that's where we begin to calculate the karfef, meaning the 70 2/3 amos, and the tchum Shabbos, meaning the additional 2,000 amos. Now the Mishnah Berurah clarifies that when we talk about homes within the city, it is specifically residences, places that people live, but abandoned buildings or factories, these would not qualify as homes, and they would not be considered part of the city in this regard, meaning they would not help extend the boundaries of the city unless there are homes there as well. Now, according to the Mishnah Berurah, we would not add an additional karfeif to an unwalled city, since we already use the principle of karfeif of the 70 2/3 amas in order to connect one home to the next. Now, in Halacha Gimel, the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch clarifies the issue of karfeif. He says, "Ein nosnin karfeif elo le'ir." The principle of karfeif, of giving the additional 70 2/3 amas, only applies to a city. Avol labayis echad, if you have one home in a rural area, ein nosnin karfif, we would not allow it to have a karfif, meaning the 70 2/3 amos. Ela, but rather, tekef mikir habayis v'chutza, immediately from the wall of the house and outward, maschil lamod tchum Shabbos, we would calculate the tchum Shabbos of 2,000 amos. Halacha dalid. Hayushtei ayaros smuchos zulazu. If there are two cities which are close to each other, nosnim karfeif lezu v'karfeif lezu, so we would allow each of them to have a karfeif associated with it. Ulachein im ein beinehem yoser mishir shtei karfeifos. If there would not be a distance between them of more than two karfeifos, then nechshavos shteyem li'ir echad, then we would view each the two cities collectively to really be one city in this regard. So even though they go by different names, they are governed by different leadership, nevertheless, if they are so close to each other that the distance between them is less than two karfeifos, so then we would say that in terms of Hilchos Trumin, they're considered a single city. Halacha Hey. Yesh kama dvarim be'inyan medidas trum Shabbos lahakel. There are many halachas regarding counting the 2,000 amas, with which we are lenient, ve'ein lasos ki im ayidei baki, and it should not be done except by an expert. Indeed, there are many sections in the Shulchan Aruch and many daf in the Gemara that focus on the halachas of Trum Shabbos, and it would require someone who's very proficient in the laws to really make an accurate calculation. The next 10 halachas in this siman deal with a person that would need to go beyond the Trum on Shabbos. And Chazal allow a person to make what's known as an Eruv Trumin, which would permit a person to go beyond the Trum Shabbos within certain limitations. So let's see Halacha Vav. Hanitzroch lelechas b'Shabbos o b'yomtev yoser mitrum Shabbos, one who needs to go on Shabbos or Yomtev beyond the Trum, Sorach lahaniach be'erv Shabbos o be'erv Yomtev eruvei Trumim. He has to make an Eruv on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yomtev. Now, it's important not to confuse an Eruv Trumin with an Eruv Chatzeros. The Eruv Trumin is what allows a person to go beyond the 2,000 amos that he's normally restricted to on Shabbos. The Eruv Chatzeros is something that allows people to carry from their home to a chatzer and vice versa. The mechanism of the Eruv Trumin is that we halachically are declaring that our makam shvisa, that our residing place at the onset of Shabbos, is not necessarily where we are standing, but rather we are choosing a different location. And based on that, it would allow us to extend the amount that we could travel on Shabbos. It is pivotal to put the Eruv Trumin in a proper location in order for it to work. So he says, V'tzorach lehanicho b'soch trum ha'ir b'mkom sh'yomutu lo l'lecho sham. It is necessary to place the Eruv within the 2,000 amas of the city, in a place that a person would be allowed to go there on Shabbos. Ubimkom shaniach es ha'erev nechshev lo ki'ilu hu darsham, and the place in which a person is putting the erev food, it will be considered as if he is residing there. Ulechein yesh lo mimokam ahu beiz alofim amal lechotzad, and in which case he will now have 2,000 amas that he could go from the place that the Eruv was put in all directions. Umamela muvan, and it becomes obvious, ki mashu mavich b'tzad zeh, that the benefit that he gains from putting the Eruv someplace, that he would now be allowed to go 2,000 amas in one direction, shehu maniach es ha'erev, in the direction in which he placed the Eruv, hu mafsid mitzad ha'acher, he is now losing out traveling in the opposite direction. Derech Mashal, for example, imaniach es ha'erev b'sof shnei alofim amal letzad mizrach. If a person puts the Erev at the end of the 2,000 amos tchum on the eastern side, aser lo lelechas klum letzad ma'arav, it would be forbidden for him to go to the west at all, shahari kfar hu rochok mimokam dirosa tchum Shabbos, because he is already a distance from his halachic place of dwelling of 2,000 amas. So if a person does not put the Erev in the correct location, not just may it not be effective, but he might be losing out in terms of where he really does need to go on Shabbos. And now he'll be much more limited about how far he could go in the opposite direction. We are now ready to discuss how to make the actual Erev. Halacha Zayin. Ketzad osin es ha'erev. How is an Erev made? Lokeach pas kidei mozon shtei seudas. We would take bread, which would suffice for two meals, o lifton, or some other dish, kigon bitzalim otznon ukidomer, such as onions or radishes and the like, sheyesh bo shir la'ochlo impas, Shehu Kidei Mazon Beisudas, which would have enough that it would be eaten with bread for two meals worth. Chutz min hamelach min hamayim, you could use any type of food or drink other than salt or water, she'ein ma'arvim behem, which one cannot make an eruv with them. V'holach el hamakom she'urotzeh lahanicho, and he should go to the place where he wants to place the eruv, u'mevarech, and he recites this bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Kiddishanu B'mitzvasa V'tzivanu Al Mitzvas Eruv. And after he says the bracha, V'omer, he would say, B'zeh HaEruv Yehe Muta Li Lelech, Mimokam Zeh Alpayim Ama L'kol Ruach. He says, with this Eruv, it will be permissible for me to go from this place 2,000 Amas in every direction. And then he could return to his home. He doesn't have to stay there for the onset of the Shabbos, but the food must remain there. Now, he doesn't need to do this every Shabbos. Rather, it says, Yachol lahaniach erev echad l'kama Shabbosos. A person is entitled to make a single erev for many Shabbosos. Ubilvad sheyanichenu b'makam hamishtamer. As long as he puts it in a protected place, shelo yehi nevad o miskalko, where it will not get lost or destroyed. So commonly what people do if they want to use a single eruv for multiple weeks is they would use matzos and make sure that they are well sealed. Halacha ches, yachol lishloach es ha'eruv al yedei shliach. A person is allowed to send the Erev through an agent on his behalf, she'anichel bishvulo, that he should place it there on behalf of the sender. V'yivarek hashliach v'yomer, and the shliach would make a bracha, and then he would say, b'zeh ha'erev, with this Erev, yehimutter l'ploni lelech, it would be permissible for so-and-so to go 2,000 amas. V'tzarek she'yashliach godo u'bardas, and it is necessary that the agent should be an adult and one who is sane. And in the Mishnah Berurah he adds, he also has to be someone who believes in the concept of the Erev. Avo ayidei katan ein sholchin, but one may not use a minor, someone who's under bar mitzvah, to be his shliach. Vafilo lo chazar hashliach el mishalcho. And in any case, even if the shaliach, the agent, does not go back to the sender, yachol lismoch alav, the sender can rely on him that he actually placed it there, the chazaka, because we have a halachic assumption, shaliach oseh shlichuso, that when you send an agent, you could assume that he did his mission. Halacha tes, yacholin la'arev be'erev echad b'shvil kama anashim. A single Erev may be placed for the sake of many people. V'hu sheyehe be'erev shir l'ko echad v'echad, and this is assuming that in that one Erev there would be sufficient food for two meals for everyone. V'tzarech l'zakus lehem ayidei acher, and you would have to give it over to them through someone else, meaning someone would have to make the acquisition on their behalf, kimo be'eruv echatzeros, just like we described in the previous simin regarding eruv echatzeros, that one person can accept it on behalf of the neighbors there. Ve'ein ma'arvin eruv etchumin la'adam elo l'daita, and one may not make an eruv tchumin for someone unless it is according to his knowledge and his will. V'hamanicho, and the one who is putting it there, imhu shaliach l'kulam, if he's merely an agent on behalf of all of them, omer, he should say, yehe mutter l'ploni v'l'ploni, he should say that through this, Erev will be permissible for this person and that person, he should name all the people. V'im manicho gam b'shvilo, and if he is not merely an agent for all them, but he's also putting it on behalf of himself, Omer Li, it should be permissible for me, Ula Ploni Aploni, and this person and that person. And he should name all of the people who are together on that Erev. Halacha Yud further qualifies where the Erev food can be placed. Tzarek Shiehe HaErev Munach B'makam She'efsha La'ochlo Bein Hashmashos. The Erev must be placed in a location where a person could eat the food at the onset of Shabbos, B'li Asiyas Isser D'Raisa, without violating any Torah law. Ulachain, therefore, imanicha beguma v'chisal be'ofar, if the Erev was placed in a hole in the ground and was covered with dirt, lo havi Erev, then that would not qualify as an Erev, because it's forbidden to dig it up on Shabbos. Kisal be'even, if it was covered with a stone, since there's no Torah violation in moving the stone, havi Erev, then the Erev is valid. Nosno be'ilon, if it was placed on the tree, imho ilon kosher, if it is a firm tree, havi Erev, so then it qualifies as an Erev, because even though it is forbidden to climb a tree on Shabbos, this prohibition is merely rabbinic. However, hinicha al ilon o koner rach, if a person placed the Erev on a tree or on a reed which is soft, eino Erev, then it does not qualify as an Erev. Now it's interesting, the Be'er Halacha quotes an opinion that says it's the exact opposite, that really with a tree which is soft, then it does qualify as an Erev. And if it's a tree which is hard and firm, then it would not qualify as an Erev. Not like the position of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.